Most people can see, but not everybody has vision. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an outstanding message that will inspire you to continue to live your life and dream your dreams. Enjoy.
Most people can see, but not everyone has vision. My grandmama inspired me to write that quote. She said, I got one question, and if you could have one dream in the world, what would that dream be? And I told my grandmama then, around here in this neighborhood, ain't nobody got no dreams. Ain't nobody giving us no jobs around here. Ain't nobody giving us nothing to eat. And then I had to think to myself, it's not nobody's job to give you anything. That's your job. It's not nobody's job to love your dream. That's your job. We expect more from others than we do ourselves. You should expect more of yourself and less of others. The people that's in your life that's encouraging you to go get your dreams, they're not talking at you. Get you a mentor. They're not talking at you. Get you a good friend. They're not talking at you. Or look at your brother or your sisters. Some of these people just want the best for you. And I encourage you to position yourself to be around people that don't want your life, but they want better for your life. And that's what my grandmother wanted for me, to encourage me and to encourage you to speak your dreams into existence. I thought about the level of confidence that you have for your dream in a world where people are going to shoot you down. No, they're not shooting you with a shotgun, but they'll shoot you with negative words. They'll shoot you with posting stuff on Instagram, pulling you down. Don't let nobody pull your dream down. If you believe in your dream, don't let nobody shoot your dream down. This is the level of confidence that you got to have when you step out there to be a leader. You see, there are two types of people in this world. You got followers and you got leaders. Either you can be a follower or you can be a leader. But when you step into the leader category, you have stepped into the premises and into an atmosphere where people are going to talk about you. And when I was in the back of my truck, man, I was just sitting there and I was writing so many quotes to inspire myself, because I came from a place of negativity. I came from a place where I had been to jail over 15 times before I was 21 years old. I came from a place of seeing my mother get hit by a drunk driver, and they told her that she may never walk again. And my mama had to have the mindset that she could do anything that she wanted to. So I don't want to worship material stuff. I don't want to worship things that are liabilities. I want to worship things that are assets that add value into my life. You should never want to hang with a person if they don't add value into your life. You should never want material stuff that don't add value into your life. You should never want to worship your other people's dream more than your dream. You have to become an asset to your own dream before you expect other people to support your dream. You have to tell people how to support you. So I speak into existence that you will live out your dream. I want you to understand the value of the words that you speak. I speak into existence that you will delete the word T-R-Y. You will delete the word C-A-N apostrophe T. And you will 1, 2, 3, 4 tap into your dreams. And I speak into existence, if you use the word B-R-O-K-E, if you use the word T-R-Y or C-A-N apostrophe T, you will get down on the ground and you will do 10 push-ups. Because I believe that if you're going to have a broke mindset, you should have a healthy body. I speak into existence that your greatest wealth is your health. I speak into existence that you will have financial literacy. I speak into existence that you will understand that you are a billionaire. I changed my name to billionaire when I was broke. So as I walked in the house and my grandmama got ready to open her mouth, and she said, "Baby, if you could be like anybody in the world, who would you want to be like?" And I told my grandmama, I said, "Grandmama, don't nobody around here where we live at got no dreams like that. If you walk out here on the streets, everybody out here either stealing and selling dope." And so I had to pick. I wasn't no thief, so I sold dope. And that's what I got my drug charge for. So that's what I went to jail for. That's what I got my felony for. And so my grandmama said again, "If you could be like anybody in the world, who would you be like?" And I said to my grandma, if I had to pick one person to be like, I guess I would be like that little black lady that y'all watch on TV. And my grandmama said, baby, you talking about Oprah? You don't know who Oprah is? And I said, no, grandmama, that's not my dream, that's your dream. And so my grandmama said, of all the people in the world, why did you pick Oprah? And I looked my grandmama in her face, and I told my grandmama, the only reason why I picked that lady is because that's the only lady that I ever seen on TV that looked like me and that looked like us, and her hands not behind her back like this. Your dream will never come true talking about it.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.